We conclude this these seven amazing young artist performers with another pianist, and this is Jenna Tu, and I think she has for us the first movement of the Beethoven Piano Sonata, Opus 78.
Thank you.
Our final performer is from the studio, Jenna Tu, a 15-year-old sophomore from Vancouver, Washington, was playing for us first movement of the Beethoven Piano Sonata, Opus 78. Wonderful Beethoven just happened in our studio, and what a lot of fun. Jenna, come and join me here, and let's find any of the microphones are fine. And Beethoven, it looks like you have a great time playing Beethoven. Is that true?
Yeah, I enjoy Beethoven's music a lot.
Yeah. And it looks like you have a great time playing music in general, because you're also a flutist?
Yeah.
But piano, I presume, is your is your primary focus. Have you always played piano as long as you can remember?
I've played piano ever since I was the age of six. And I think I wanted to start playing it because my mom is a musician, so she used to play a whole bunch of classical CDs around the house, and that included a lot of classics, like, you know, Mozart's piano sonatas and all that, and I always wanted to be able to play like that, so.
And now you are.
Yeah.
Let's rock it forward to the one you're taking on with the Coeur d'Alene Symphony tonight, because the Rachmaninoff Second Concerto, speaking of pieces that one's going to want to always play, right? You've probably loved that for years, haven't you?
Yes, it's one of my favorites.
Is this your first opportunity to do it with an orchestra?
No, I've played with two orchestras before this year.
With that piece.
Yeah.
So you're talk about getting inside that piece and learning it, and then encountering an orchestra on it.
At first, when I first started the piece, it was a little challenging because there was a lot of chords and stuff, and my hands are pretty small. Mm-hmm. But like once I got to learn the entire thing and I got like the feel of it, it became like I just connected with the piece, and it was a bit easier for me, and I really enjoy this piece now. It grew a lot on me, and I started playing with an orchestra, and it was really different than being accompanied by another pianist, and it was a really amazing experience. So I'm excited to be able to play with Coeur d'Alene today and tomorrow.
Nice. And so you're so deeply involved and into music. Do you assume that that's going to be the focus of your life?
Yeah, I want to. I'm thinking about majoring in music, but I'm not 100% sure yet, but I'm like pretty positive I want to.
And right now, do you have a teacher that's really important to you?
Yes.
Yeah, talk about your teacher.
Ron, I've been studying with him for, I think, almost 3 years now, and he's an amazing teacher. He knows how to teach, and he teaches you in a way that makes you understand, and it's really easy for me to, like, know what to change and stuff. And he's just a really good teacher.
And his name?
Ron Favreau.
Okay. And he came over. He played with the Coeur d'Alene Symphony.
Yeah, he did last year.
Okay. We met him. And
yeah.
He's a pretty amazing guy.
Yeah.
And that really helps. Well, anyway, have a wonderful time playing Rachmaninoff tonight.
Thank you.
That's the pianist Jenna Tu, the last of our performers here on from the soloists, the young artists from the Coeur d'Alene Symphony that are with us. So we've had the whole group, all seven of them, who will be playing with the orchestra tonight: two pianists, a violinist, a violist, a bassoonist, and two singers.